There's a, just a couple of points that have to do with recognition of the reality that surrounds us, as opposed to not being fully aware of what's truly taking place, and the need to come to grips with that reality. There's an interesting in the second thing here, the Ralbag, there's an interesting thing in the Tu'elis. He says that when Yaakov comes to Paroi to give him a brocha, the Pasuk says, so we learn from there, he says, "Hu sheroi lemekabil toiva me'echod." It's appropriate for a person who receives a toiva from someone, sheyakiro loy bitzadho efshori. He should recognize it to him or from him, not clear, in the whatever way is possible. Therefore, Yosef brought Yaakov in front of Paroi to lichvoid Paroi, to give kovod ulavorchoi, and to give him a brocha and to express his hoidor to him on everything that he did for him, bringing him to Mitzrayim and sending him up in Mitzrayim and so forth and so on. But it seems from the Ralbag that the idea is sheyakiro loy. If the ikar is the recognition, the brocha and the kovod and the expression of his appreciation was all that he should come at the recognition. The recognition is not so simple. Very often that it's we tend to avoid, we tend to deny, we tend to bury the recognition of the teuva that someone does to us. And the key is the recognition. And it would seem that all of the expressions of Akoras HaTov, which are to give him kovod and to give him a brocha and to express hoidor, to express his thanks, but they're all part of this system of coming to the recognition. We tend to avoid recognition of the teuva that someone does to us. And it's a chesaron in midas, because if someone does a teuva to us, then we owe him something. And maybe that's good for why, because since we owe, we don't want to owe, nobody likes to be beholden, so we try not to recognize it. We try to pretend that it didn't happen. We try to pretend. How did he say? Reb Aryeh Levine used to say, when if somebody did something inappropriate to him, he would say, "What teuva did I do for him recently that he had to act this way?" In other words, I must have done something good for him that he felt the need to deny the good and to express himself. So that's just one idea, that all of this Hakoras HaTov is, because the yesod of it all is the need, the imperative, the midah of being willing to recognize and to admit that that good has been done. That's just one concept. The truth is that it's taken to another level, even in our dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are two, the Avudrom and the Ribar Yokor, two of the Rishonim, that they discuss Moedim Derabonon. It's very interesting what they say about Moedim Derabonon. Let's take a look at the first one. It says, when the call says Moedim Machazen, Omer Kol Yochev Yochev Hoido Ktano, HaMeschales Gam Kein B'Moedim. Everybody has to say privately, we say it ourselves, even though the whole Chazor Sashatz, Yoytze with the Shleach Tzibur. That's why we're not supposed to talk. And, according to some Shittis, they don't even say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy. We're not machmir like that. But it's the original takona was that the Olam will be Yoytze with this Shmon Esrei that the Shliach Tzibur is saying. So it's everybody, why? Why everybody has to say this piece? It's not enough to answer Omein to it, to listen to it, but you have to say it too. And that's the Gemara. Lefi she'ein derech lishtoik v'lasois hoido v'loimar eloikayato al yedei shliach. It says, it's not the derech to be quiet and to do this hoido and to say eloikayato, you are my God, Ayidei Shliach. You don't do that, Ayidei Shliach. Shekol Odom Tzorich Mipiv Lekabil Olav Ol Malchus Shemayim. It seems very interestingly, it seems that the inyan of this Hoidor, of Moedim Anachno Loch Shatu Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Aviseinu, it's not an expression of thanks in the traditional sense. It's again the admission that Leimar Elokei Ata, you're the one. Everything comes from you. You're in control. You're my God. You're the one that I turn to. You're the one that I recognize. You're the provider. You're the doer. You're the koyach. You're the boire. You're everything. And mimela, that hoidor, when I'm saying Elokei Ata, is really a kabbalos of Malchus Shemayim. He says. But that can't be done through a shliach. Im kibel al yedei hachazen ein zu kabbalah. That's not a kabbalah so malchus shemayim. Why? She yochol lema lo shalachtiv. I could say I didn't send you. You're up there. You're saying I never sent you. And avol shar hatfila she bakosho. But the rest of the tefila kigoyin slachlonu refoenu boreicholenu lo shayech lema she yoida bevaday shel. I don't know how to read this exactly. But it's not Shaykh Loima to say this. She yoida because he'll be yoida bevaday shalachtim. Shelo yichbor boy. He's going to admit that he sent him. He's not going to deny it. She kol odom chofetz betoivosoi. Because everybody wants toiva. When the shliach tzibur is asking for toivas. So when I say omein, and I'm standing there and I'm listening, there's no room in my thinking to deny for a moment that I sent him. He's not my shliach tzibur. I never authorized him. What do you mean? He's asking for toivas. Toivas, I'm a kabbal. Says that's for sure. He says, but when it's the hoidor, which he says is the ikar of that is admission Elokei Ata, and that is a form he says of kabbalas o malchus shemayim. Over there, if the chazan was the one that said it, that's not a kabbalah because I could always say I never sent you. And he says v'zeh she'omar David. He says this is the pshat in the hoidor where David HaMelech said. Omart Lashem Hashem Oto Tevosi Balolecho. That's in Tilim Tezai Michtom Ledovid. It says, "I said Lashem, you are my God," and that's what the Hidor is saying. The Hidor is not an expression of thank you, but the Hidor is rather an expression of recognition that it's all you. Everything comes from you. That's what it's about. In fact, it seems that the thank you is just a means of coming to this realization that it's all about you. And Lamaisa, he calls that realization that it's all about Hashem is Kabbalas or Malchus Shemayim. And he says also a similar thing. He says, Yeshiyas the Moedim, Kol Om Sheikh Ma'omer Hoidok, Tanu Mascheles Kim Moedim, Shein Derecho Eved, Lohoidos La Rabbo, Velomola Adoini Ato, Hayyadei Shliach. You can't admit to the Rabbo that he's your master. That's what we're doing. We're saying Adoini Ato. Elo Kol Odom Tzorech Le Kabbal Bepiva Ol Malchus Shemayim. He has to be Makabal the Malchus Shemayim himself with his lips. Im Yakabal Hayyadei Shliach, Eno Kabbal Gemuro, Sheyuchal Lahakh, she could deny it. Veloimar, Loy Shalachtiv. Nah, I never appointed you. Aval Bisharat Tfila Shubakosha Yochal Litboat Tzoroch. He's not going to be makhish and say loy shalachtiv. And this, he says, he quotes the same posuk. Omarti Hashem, Omart Lashem Hashem Ato. That ani beatzmi omarti loy. Darshes it from the posuk loy shliach. I said it myself. So it's agav. It's interesting that the moedim that we say is really a kabbalah so malchus shemayim. That's done very, I think, a very important thing. That after we finish all of the bakoshas, we're looking for a way to actualize and make those bakoshas come true and be take effect. And the way is that I'm a kabbalah malchus shemayim. I'm an eved Hashem. Omar Hashem Elokei Ata Hashem Ata. You're my God. You're the one. I'm a kabbalah malchus shemayim. And that, it seems, is the schus that we have. But very interesting. If I could be makhish, then that's not really a kabbalah. What do you mean I could makhish? He said it. I said omein. I'm listening. I'm not talking. When I'm saying moedim drabonon, I mean, at that time, if he didn't say moedim drabonon, he's not talking, he's listening. So I'm listening to the shliach tzibur, and I say at the end of the brocha, omein, which means that I'm saying this is all true, and I'm behind it and this. But since I didn't say it myself, there's a possibility in my thoughts. I could think, you know, I could be makhish. I'm not being makhish. He's saying omein. He's definitely not makhish. But the possibility that I could be makhish that lessens that that's not a real expression of a lekai oto. That's not a real expression of Kabbalah. It's such a delicate mechanism to admit that Hashem is in control, that everything is Him, that I'm mekabel the Malchus Shemayim, which also seems to have to be with the fact He's in control. He's the one. I'm mekabel Malchus Shemayim because Hashem controls everything. That's such a difficult admission. There's such a resistance, just as there is to admit human hakora, to recognize human hatova, to recognize the hatova from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's so beholding. It's so overwhelming. It creates such a sense of owing that it's so difficult that even when I stand there and I listen and I say Omein, but since I didn't say it myself, and there's the possibility I could be Makrish. No, he's not Makrish. If he's Makrish, he would walk out. If he's Makrish, he wouldn't say Omein. He would stand there with his hands like this and he's not protesting. But the possibility of a Hakhosha is enough to say that that's not a Kabbalah so Malchus Shemayim. That's not the way. It can't be done that way because it's so difficult to do. And Mimela, he has to say it himself. And vice versa, when he says it himself, I guess that's also a standard that we may not be used to. When he says it himself, that's already real. Then there's no Mokum HaKosha. To us, we say words and sometimes we don't even pay attention to what we're saying. But if he says it, and he really says it the way it should be, there's no Mokum HaKosha because that's real. So we see that it's, besides the fact that this is a Kabbalah So Malchus Shemayim, which is important to keep in mind, but we see that that idea of Elikai Oto, of Hashem Oto, that you're my God, is a very difficult thing. It's so easy for a person, even one who's standing and admitting it, to be able to deny it, and therefore that's the reason he has to say it himself. And just one more thing, which is interesting, when the brothers, when Yosef, when when he reveals himself, and they're taken aback, and he wants to calm them down, so he says to them, "Bato lo yatem shalachtem oisihenu, ki it was from Hashem. You didn't send me here. What you did, whatever you did, but you didn't send me. Hinei bir oischem tachlis eduki. This is a sipur on the side here. Bir oischem tachlis eduki. When you saw the Hashem's tachlis in doing this, which couldn't have been achieved, that I should be the Melech of Mitzrayim and the Mepharnes of Mitzrayim, and that you should be able to come down when there's a famine in the land and everybody's going to have and will be able to take care of you and the family and this. He says, this couldn't have happened unless these things happened. Ein sofek shahasibois hakoidmois hoyu gamkein birtsoin eliki. Then now there's no sofek that everything that happened, that means that which you made a din Torah, you were jealous of me, you made a din Torah, and then you paskin that I was a roidif, and then you wanted to kill me, and you sold me instead to Mitzrayim, and all of these things that now you're feeling guilty for, I'm telling you, says this was berotzen eliki, lesabiv zehatachlis. Now there's no sofek. We see it's unfolding. The script has played out. It's revealed itself that this was clearly the Rotzen Hashem that I should be put in this position in order to help you, in order to help everyone. And now there's no suffix in the thing. It struck me as very strange that, yeah. What do you mean there's no suffix? And before that there was a suffix? What the Achim or Yosef or somebody could have had a suffix that this is not the Rotzen Hashem? I mean, what is this? There's in the world you can do something without if Hashem doesn't want it. What's going on over here? And it would seem that it doesn't seem that there's a tviya on them specifically on this, that they didn't realize this until now. We don't find that in Chazal, I don't think. So therefore, we can't make a tviya and say, oh, there's something they didn't realize and they thought they had a pgiya in their emuna. It doesn't sound like that. It sounds like a concept which really may be necessary for other things as well, but now's not the time to go into it. But it sounds like there's two levels. Nothing can happen without Hashem's. Ein odem has it say noikef etzboi lamato elam ke machrizin olav milamalo. Unless it's so decreed that he can go like this, he can't even do that. He can't do anything. That's for sure. But it seems that there's a gather of rotzen Hashem, meaning like this, that they did something wrong. They made a mistake. Now, there had to be a justification to allow them to allow their mistake to have its effects upon Yosef. And there was whatever the dinim shamayim were, the din Torah that was invoked, and the kitrugim and whatever psak came about. They were able to do that. That was, of course, beheskim min hashamayim. That couldn't have been if Hashem didn't allow it to happen. But there's something else. There's something is rotzinili ki. The pshat is this is lachatchila what Hashem wanted to happen. When we see that this had to happen this way in order to bring about this other way, there's no way in the world I'd ever become the Sheni Lamelech. There's no way in the world I'd ever come down to Mitzrayim. There's no way in the world that you'd come down to Mitzrayim. There's no way in the world if you came down to Mitzrayim that you'd be able to get what you have now and this. And so this is obviously a rotzen eliki. That's something else. There's a gather of rotzen eliki. That means a person does something wrong. So even sometimes when he can be successful in the mistake that he makes or in the inappropriate thing that he makes, that can only be with a certain level of haskoma. If it wasn't supposed to be, he wouldn't be able to do it. That's poshut. If there wasn't some cheshbon that it justified whatever negative impact it had on others, he couldn't do it. But there are some times when not only do we realize that this, of course, Hashem has allowed this to happen, but we realize that this is what he wanted. This is all part of a divine plan. And it seems that that has the ability to soothe them from this tsar that they had. They had tsar. They did something wrong. They taka did tshuva. They felt the busha, and they did tshuva for what they did. But now Yosef comes and says to them, he says, it's more than that. Avada, you know, when you never had a suffix that this wasn't allowed min hashamayim. But now I'm telling you to remove your pain. I'm telling you now we see that this was mamish, all part of the plan. So it takes the guilt that you have from, yes, you made a mistake in what you did. But in the results were not just allowed to take place based on judgments and what have you after the mistake that you made, but they were really all part of this master plan, and that's how he offered them this nechoma that they shouldn't feel bad about what they did.